North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Mecklenburg County launches property record card search tool for NC real estate pros. Mecklenburg County has made property record cards searchable through a dedicated online portal. NC real estate professionals can quickly access official property records, ownership history, and parcel details to inform valuations and transactions. Bookmark https://propertydishls.com/mecklenburg/ for fast Mecklenburg County property lookups. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. New NC Property Records Search Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Carolina-specific platform, enabling users to search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, and access tax, loan, and lien records in one place. Real estate professionals in NC can streamline due diligence and client research by consolidating previously fragmented property permit and ownership data into a single search interface. Add https://northcarolina.propertychecker.com/ to your closing and listing research workflow. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. North Carolina Assessor's Portal centralizes parcel tax and GIS data across all 100 counties. North Carolina Assessors is a single portal linking to every county's online parcel, tax digest, and GIS data, searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. Real estate professionals can quickly access assessment records, sales comparables, and exemption details statewide to support valuation, due diligence, and client advisory work. Bookmark qpublic.net/entassessors/ as your first stop for county-level property data and assessor contacts. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Charlotte commission rate holds at 5.53% in 2026, NC Agents Report. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.53% is the average real estate commission rate in Charlotte. NC real estate professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against this verified local average and identify potential saving strategies for clients. Review the full Charlotte commission breakdown at the source link to inform your 2026 pricing conversations. North Carolina Real Estate Headlines. Wake Tax Administration, your NC real estate resource for property tax bills and foreclosures. Wake County's Tax Administration portal lets users search real estate and property tax bills, pay online, file business listings, access gross receipts sales data, find foreclosures, and review listing methods, appeals, tax relief options, and parcel statistics. Real estate professionals in NC rely on timely tax bill data, foreclosure listings, and appraisal appeal processes to advise clients and close transactions efficiently. Bookmark http://wake.wake.gov/departments/governments/administration to streamline property tax reach and client consultations. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC real estate pros know the rules for using public buildings and grounds. The NC Department of Administration outlines the requirements and process for using public buildings or grounds in the state. Real estate professionals involved in development, events, or commercial activities near public properties need to understand access protocols and permitting for public facilities. Review the full requirements at www.dnc.gov/divisions/facilities-management/using-public-grounds before planning any use of state-owned property. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NCSOS Land Records section helps counties modernize property record systems. The Land Records Management section assists local governments with standards for indexing, electronic access, and computerization of vital land records used in real property transactions. Real estate professionals depend on accurate, accessible land records to complete transactions efficiently, and county-level modernization efforts directly affect due diligence timelines and record reliability across NC. Learn how your county can access technical assistance for land records modernization at http://dosonc.gov/divisions/land records. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC County Assessors List. Direct contact info for all 100 counties. The North Carolina Department of Revenue maintains a complete directory with the name, address, and phone number of every county property tax assessor in the state. Real estate professionals across NC rely on assessor contacts to verify tax records, challenge valuations, and expedite transactions for clients. Bookmark the NC County Assessors List for quick access during due diligence. https://taxes-form/property-tax/North Carolina-County Assessors List. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC's 100 counties span 3,500 to 220,000 parcels under county manager governance. North Carolina's 100 counties range dramatically in size from 3,500 to 220,000 parcels and operate under the county manager form of government. Real estate professionals need to understand county-level property tax administration and scale when advising clients across NC's diverse markets. Review county-specific property tax procedures at the source link before transactions. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC State Property Office oversees agency transactions. The North Carolina State Property Office manages state property transactions on behalf of state agencies. Real estate professionals may encounter state-owned parcels in deals, making SPO's role in disposition and acquisition relevant to your pipeline. Review how state property moves at htpoa.oa.gov/division/state-property. North Carolina Real Estate Updates. NC Commission rates edge below national average at 5.53%. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in North Carolina is 5.53%, below the national average of 5.70%. Real estate professionals in NC can benchmark their fee structures against verified local market data rather than national estimates. Review the full survey findings at http://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/North-Carolina/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.